Namaste. My name is Wisimra. I'm International Meditation Master. Today I want to speak, can we understand God? And I found a great example, Mozart. Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. He was a genius and rascal to the same time. He was totally obsessed with sex. And he even composed dirty, profane songs and cracked everywhere dirty, profane jokes. Even he made openly or did openly sex on a public toilet. There is no end of misconceptions. And to the same time, with 4 years, he learned to play. With 7 years, he composed his first concert. Can you do such things? But even better, he could write down a whole concert without correcting anything, just out of his mind. And he had about 6,000 songs composed also. Within his lifetime, he died with end of 20, or I think so. Things is over. A total contradiction. And he didn't care what he was saying. He just wanted his fun. The same time, he must be a channel of the Lord. Yes, he must be. I described in previous blogs, when you are totally open for the divine or for the Lord, then you can be the channel and you get all the solution within an instant of a second. And I described it when I was under a shower and then the solution was coming to me. Yes, so. Or I wrote down I've done the navigation system of a satellite, and I need the software, and it was running out of time. And the software was missing. I had to write them in assembler, what's even more difficult. And I've done this in 3.5 hours, what I normally would need 6 weeks. Not perfectly. I had to correct it, because I'm not a genius. At the same time, had also awesome sex life. So is it a contradiction? When I was attending an African church, then Jesus was coming, yes. Did they care for chastity? No. What have we done that Jesus was coming? We were dancing and singing like crazy for Jesus. And the priest was rolling on the ground, really, with a suit even, because he was very angry on us. And Jesus was coming. And then I lived 10 years in an ashram. And I saw a total absurd system of roots, of perverse roots, to live in chastity, a religious life. And every day they created more roots. The more roots were broken. For what is this absurdity? Did they really understand the Lord? You have to be relaxed, open for the Lord. And you see this everywhere. A rigid religious system that prevents even love and spirituality. Oh, for what we need such things. It never will work out. The people go in the temple, nothing happened there. And here in the church, everybody was freaking out, and the Lord were coming. Do they understand the Lord? No. And in the temple, then the abbot is, or the guru is looking for the people that they keep the rules, and he or she by himself don't care for the rules. The whole thing is so absurd. Prevent everything. What should be happen there? To connect with the Lord, to be lovely, to have love for the Lord and for all the people. Where's that? Instead, there are regrets, roots. Then they're beating the kids and so on. And we cannot care for all the roots. No? I've heard such things. No? Be free. What the African are doing is awesome in the church. And it works. The other thing doesn't work. And Mozart is the next best example. Okay. Thank you that I could speak about this, and bye.